Elevate Visual is a proud sponsor of the Dirt Podcast. Let Elevate Visual help you with your next videography project, including licensed drone services, real estate video tours, business promotional videos and advertisements, and much more. Give Brandon a call today at 320-491-4418.
It's the most sense Tiger.
Is worse, yeah. Worst, or was it worst or best odds? How do you put
best odds?
How do you put that?
Yeah, it's the worst. it's the worst if you want to try and make money on somebody. 400 to 1.
Not gonna ever. I mean, you got it. That's a lot.
+400. You know how bad +400 is on a deal like that?
I thought it was like 465 or 485 last night or something they were saying on TV.
No, I got the sheet here because I'm in the Masters pool at Geneva. Are we on?
The Master.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we won't go there.
Yeah, you're jack wagon. I'm going to tell you if I can find my damn thing here because I got
la, the... La, 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 la.
It's right here.
This is where Brandon cues the Jeopardy music.
Scheffler +400.
Gee, mini. Who's the next best?
Rory +1100. Rahm at 1200. Kepka at 16. Shoffley at 18. Matsuyama at 2000. And Spieth at 2000. That's the first.
What's Tiger at?
Tiger. I didn't even pick Tiger.
Oh, I mean, I don't.
17.5.
Someone told me he
put $100 on him. You get $17,500.
I'd do it just for the sake of doing it.
I took Dunlap in that pool instead.
Reggie Dunlap?
No. Dunlap, the amateur that won.
You didn't take Reggie Dunlap from Slapshot?
No.
Oh.
So this is how this pool works. Geneva's doing this pool. It's six flights. So they.
How much? What's the entry fee?
$20. You're too late. He had to be in by midnight last night.
And Johnny gets the money?
No, Grant's got the money on this one.
Nice.
So there's six flights, and you got to pick one guy in each flight, and it's broke down by odds. You got to have four of your six make the cut to be eligible to win. So, I strategically planned this out just like I did the tournament bracket, which I won in resounding fashion. And for all the crybabies that participated in the bracket, all the money came back to Alexandria because my co-host here, Jeff, got to be the bridesmaid.
And Kent still can't figure out why you didn't win.
Kent can't figure out a lot of things that don't involve driving a truck or a tractor. Oh, boy.
And then Kent, 3:15 a.m., he's firing out texts this morning.
Was he the culprit?
Let's yeah,
the old brain box here.
He laughed at your comment about late model racing and the cost of late model racing.
No, he cried about it.
Laughed, so.
Yep.
Was it 3:15 a.m.?
It wasn't Kent. There wasn't nothing at 3:15 today.
Hell, there wasn't.
No. Aho fired the first shot. At let's see what time was 6:35.
3:14 a.m.
What are you looking at?
Kent Kahn, crying face. Small and mid budget teams are dropping like flies. Landscape does not look good.
Oh, see, I don't have the time on his crybaby.
3:14 a.m. And then Aho, what the heck is he doing up at 6:35 a.m.?
Probably just going to bed.
Happy birthday to this fella.
He's a creature of habit.
So Dan Fifth. Well, how do you say his name? We got to come up with a name for him.
I don't know.
Filter? Dan Filter. Happy birthday, buddy.
Well, I'm looking at this damn...
Is it Phil 2? Is it French or Phil Toe?
Don't talk to me about French.
You didn't pass that class?
Didn't take that class. I knew better. There's enough worthless knowledge at the high school. I didn't need to add on top of it.
On and off the track, you didn't take French or what?
No. What the hell episode is this now, Krause? Is this
five? I have no idea. This is five.
Brandon's holding up five wearing season his goddamn IMCA hat over there again.
Episode five of season three.
We have a producer that has enough here, balls to wear an IMCA hat into this place.
Yeah, well, he's the boss.
Well, besides the point.
He's the boss, man. Does anybody even know what, when you're wearing that hat around here, like, people look at you going, what in the world is IMCA racing? Must not run into anybody then.
IMCA? I might catch AIDS.
Oh, man. It's okay, Brandon. We don't have to like IMCA, but as long as they're paying you, I am perfectly fine with it.
Ring the register.
More money from IMCA coming back to us.
Where'd you scam that hat, Krause?
What?
The one you got on today. When'd you get that one?
You want one?
I don't know. Do I dare? I might get shit thrown at me.
Are you? That's okay. I'd be making noise. I'm not sure what noise. Joe Provo.
Joe Provo.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
They are. They're really nice. He's kind of doing this, kind of copied the Bobby Pierce special. He was doing a bunch of them for that. So he, I can thank Joe Provo, obviously, but we're the, can't be talking about that because we're officially sponsored by shopbeanstock.com. So no, I've been. He's got a kid in hockey, so that's a junior at Holy Family. Is that where he's at? One of those deals.
You're the one that talked to Joe.
So,
I don't know.
had some issues going on down there, and I helped him. Was talking to him and get his kid into some tryouts and do some stuff for him. So he was sent me some hats, man. He's a super nice guy.
Rounding the hockey bandwagon. Joe Provo is a really good shit. Really good guy. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they, like I said, his kid plays hockey, so it's hockey and racing. It's crazy when you run into stuff like that. So where we start, we started with, obviously, it's Masters starting today.
It is today. Yes, the Masters.
So if there's any golfers out there, like scratch golfers like Dan and Aho and
scratch
myself.
Scratch my ass golfer, maybe.
We're all scratch golfers.
Yep.
Foot wedges, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's the big tournament. You're who to win?
Scheffler. If you've been watching golf in the last 2 years and you bet against Scottie Scheffler, you're probably either drinking too much before you turn the TV on.
He's dialed.
Or you think the high score wins.
Do you ever watch the little videos with him and Tiger?
No.
They're just out goofing around?
No.
And they talk about take shots and what club and stuff like that and... It's pretty cool. It's just little inside tidbits, you know, to like Scheffler and Woods talking about a shot out of the bunker or what 100 whatever yards, you know. Just kind of interesting to hear.
This guy's so good. You could probably take a hula hoop, throw it out in the fairway 330 yards down range, and he'd probably land his ball in it.
Yeah, pretty darn close.
I mean, he's the way he hits the ball is as good as anything I've seen since Tiger was in his prime. I mean, he's a sniper. The only thing that's questionable can be his putter sometimes. Yeah. That can go hot and cold. But when that thing is dialed, just you might as well just go home.
I just wish the Masters crowd was like the Ryder Cup crowds. especially when the fuzzy foreigners step up to the tee box.
Yeah.
that'd be good stuff.
The funniest thing is, you know, the stigma of the Masters and of Augusta National period has always been how they're so closed off, and it's an executive white man privilege club.
Right.
And they do not run and hide from that stigma at all. They don't give a shit about it. This is our private club. We're going to do what we want to do.
Right.
It's almost funny to me that they invite so many foreigners to come play in it, because you can be a rich guy that's running in the best circles in the whole United States and show up at Augusta and they'll throw your ass out the door before you even get your front tire in Magnolia Lane. It's a weird...
They're in Georgia.
It's a weird club. But it's... I mean, this is hands down. If you're going to watch a golf tournament, this is the one you watch.
100%.
This is the best... It's the best tournament of the year every year. I mean, I like the Phoenix Open in Scottsdale, where they're throwing beer on the 16th hole. That's my kind of crowd. But
you want the Ryder Cup crowd? Is what you want.
Yeah. When's that coming back to Hazeltine? That's 20,
I don't know.
It's coming up here. It's not.
Well, they're playing this year.
It's not. It's
so be 24.
It'll be 32. Be in 8 years. Pretty sure. It's coming back to Hazeltine again.
So, Brandon, where were you last weekend? What track? What where?
I was in Stewart.
Stewart.
Marshalltown and Boone.
Oh, you did Stewart, Marshalltown, and Booth. Boone. Okay.
They canceled Independence and Vinton.
So, Brandon was doing video production on. Did you watch any of that stuff? I watched.
Watch Stewart and Marshalltown.
I watched. What did I watch at Marshalltown?
I always watch Marshalltown. Marshalltown.
Oh, were you there when the Hornet went over the rolled over the back straightaway and went into the pit?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No. I must have.
That orange car, right?
I must have missed that one.
He wasn't number one, was he? Because the thing was orange. And he got tangled up down the back straightaway with somebody. And I don't know what the world they got off the back straightaway there. And then it's like
a mud pile.
And then it goes into like a mine pit. There's like they pulled him through the. When they were bringing him back, the drone was above him, and they were pulling him like through the gravel pit back to. He went up and over. He got out. He was like, what's up? Yeah. Everybody's like, where'd he go? That's borderline a little dangerous back there. I thought. Can you imagine hitting that like a mod or a B mod straight on or something or a stock car and
it's Iowa Cross. Yeah. They don't care.
Well, that's facts.
And it's IMCA, so they're not going fast enough to get hurt.
Idiots out wandering around. That's what Iowa stands for. I can say that because we lived down there for a few years, and I know all about it. So Brandon's been doing IMCA stuff. I watched a couple.
Stewart was legit because it was rough getting into 1 and 3.
Stewart had that,
Bonsai.
And Independence, you went to Independence too, huh? You said? Oh, they rained out.
Yeah, it was too cold and windy, I think.
They had 62 people in the grandstand at Marshalltown.
Yeah, it wasn't, it's rough. It's too early to race. I'm just telling you right now.
I don't know. I mean, other than, well, we've always done this, so we better keep on doing it. Haven't these guys learned over the years? Aren't they sick and tired of losing their ass when they open their racetracks too early?
How do their pay-per-views do? Do they do decent? But their subscribers or view, what are they? Are they subscription based?
Yeah, it's the same as DRC.
Oh, so you got to buy individual races?
Or I think you can get a subscription based too. We simulcasted the Flow Racing at Marshalltown because they have exclusive rights there.
Oh, okay.
So.
Gotcha. What does Flow kick back? Do you know the numbers or anything? We need some inside information here, Brand. We need to know these things. We need to know kickbacks.
Doesn't matter how much they kick back because you and I both know the answer is not enough to cover an empty grandstand.
No.
There's just not enough meat on the bone.
Was it cold, windy?
It was cool, but it wasn't freezing.
Yeah. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I was at Target Field on Saturday, and it was windy. Real windy.
Where were you sitting? And how come you didn't text me back?
What are you talking about, Willis?
I text you during the Twins game. I was at the Wild game, so I'm sitting at the Wild game watching them attempt to play hockey. Okay? So I pull up the box score. When I text you, one hit, one damn hit.
I was probably so goddamn mad, I was ready to throw my phone at one of the players in the field and didn't even really give a shit what was going on.
And their second hit they got in the ninth inning. They had two hits the whole game.
I already left when that happened. After the eighth was done and I didn't win the 50-50 drawing, I said, I'm out of here.
Did you play Twin Go? Did you win it?
Hell no. No.
Come on.
No.
You just being another man bun man or another Debbie Downer.
I went there to watch a baseball game, and I saw a one-sided shit show. They could just as well shove their bats up their
asses. That was Cleveland, right?
The plate. Yeah, because they can't hit. They figured out a way to win a game yesterday, which was shocking to me.
I didn't even
think they broke the 1-for-34 slump with runners in scoring position.
Oh boy, they've been bad. Well, Julian hit, what, two yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty sure.
Well, he did nothing but stand there with the bat on his shoulder when I was down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wallner needs to go back to preschool of hitting.
Boy, oofta.
Him and Kepler don't even belong in the dugout, yeah. Much less on the field right now.
Kepler's an old man. He's a Reuter and he's hurt.
Yeah, well, you know what? Putting him on the DL was just an excuse to keep him off the field and get another roster spot. Yeah,
right.
That's a sad situation.
So where are we gonna where do you want to start this gong show today? What are we kicking off with? We got a few options.
Well, there's a lot of rainouts these days.
Rainouts.
So it narrows the topics a little bit.
Speaking of wind, did you see the World Outlaw Sprint cars were winded out?
Yes.
That's it's a pretty crazy deal, but it was from what I heard, it was the right move. So you know how them sprint cars are. Where were we watching?
Do
you remember that race last year?
The wind when they're going into the corner from behind, that could be bad.
Remember that race we were watching last year? I can't remember where it was at. It was a World Outlaw Sprint Car race too.
It's California,
and it was so darn windy.
It was California. They were all over the place.
So yeah, they were getting. It was like a steady 30, 40 mile an hour breeze, and they were getting like big time gusts, like 50, 60 mile an hour gusts, and the drivers in the World Outlaw Sprint Car just said, no, we're not doing this. Let's take the night off. Let's go. I don't know. Were there an arrow? Is it Arrowhead?
Yeah, somewhere.
They can't, I don't know where they can't. 30 canceled. I don't know. Canceled 36 or something and then went to Arrowhead. I don't know where they were at. Or that might have been last weekend. But anyway, it was rainouts, windouts.
More rainouts this weekend.
High Limit Series canceled already. USMTS canceled for this weekend already.
Is High Limit canceled for the whole weekend?
I don't know. I just saw the deal. Was that the whole weekend or is that just one show?
I don't know. Well, it was Friday, Saturday, but I would assume if they've already canceled Friday's race and it's Thursday morning, they did
High
this
Limit
last
series,
night.
Inches of rain, sandy water, soaked the grounds, flooded. That's just Friday's deal.
Well, if it's that bad, Saturday ain't going to be
at
no better.
At Kubota, Czech Tractor Corporation, Texarkana 67 Speedway. Texarkana, the home of Hot Carl Chassis.
Old buddy Hot Carl.
Chassis.
Haven't seen much to the Chassis lately.
No, he hasn't. Where were we at? Where do you want to start? What do you want to do? We want to go, what was the most interesting thing that's happened in the last couple weeks?
There ain't a lot.
So
Tanner English.
Tanner English out of Viper Motorsports. Well, Mr. What's that guy's name from Viper? He's pretty been
pretty vocal about the tire
deal. He's been vocal about that. He's been really vocal about just the cost of things and being up and down the road. Because I know he had talked about that last year too.
Yeah.
With the cost of things. So Tanner English is out of Viper Motorsports. I don't know if it had anything to do with what is it, the BMF? What's the chassis brand?
Yeah, junk. You know, they just call
him
junk.
I think he was raging about BMF last year. Was he not at the end of the year?
I don't know.
I think he was. He's a kryptonite guy. Dan's a BMF kryptonite guy. Brandon's an IMCA guy. I'm a Rocket guy. Dan's not a... nobody's a Longhorn guy. You see Arpin and Ahmad attempting to race the other night?
No.
I
didn't, but I heard it wasn't cute.
I didn't see how he did in the feature. I just saw he was leading the heat and someone chucked a slider on him, then he looped it.
Oh.
Blasted in there and looped it over at Bulls Gap. She was pretty slick. But so yeah, and then I don't know, Hudson O'Neill. And rumors he's going to Viper. He posted last night. He's taking this weekend off, and then they're still working on their full plan. So obviously it doesn't look like he's going to be running the Rumley car. That might have been just to keep him in the show, Dan, or what are you thinking with the Rumley deal?
I don't know.
What are you looking for over there?
I'm reading up on this that you're talking to me about here, about this Viper deal. Trying to find that guy that Sean Martin, that's who. He's the guy that owns it.
So he's, well, and it sounds like he's cutting back. It doesn't look like he's
100%
not going to run a series.
And
so does that? What's that? World Outlaws just lost a car.
Well, no, on the front because they already pulled off World Outlaws. They're going to run out the front.
So he pulled out of.
They don't. He doesn't have anything going on right now. So you got that. You got Earl Pearson Jr., who's off the Lucas Series for the first time since it started, and he's running MLRA, Stanmore Regional.
Yep.
There's a trend here. If you're not the top eight funded teams in the country, and you're not in the top five every single night, these cars are starting to drop off these National Touring Series. And this isn't going to stop until something changes. Because the cost of this shit is astronomical. I mean, Viper Motorsports was a very competitive team. I mean, they weren't Boom Briggs.
No.
They weren't sitting in B mains every night. Tanner Inglis 2 years ago had a really good year. Won some races. He was a fast qualifier a lot of times. I mean, these guys aren't B main hunters.
So do they need when we get that, it's expensive. Everything's expensive, okay? It's going to be super, super tough to adjust the price on anything as far as parts, tires, and all that stuff, okay?
Not going to.
It's not
going to
happen, all right? So do these series... So where were they 2 weeks ago? They had the doubleheader.
Need to regionalize the series to keep
Well, where
the
was
road.
Where was that? The Holker deal, okay? The Nippy 50.
Yeah.
Okay. And when Ben Shelton and what's-his-face got up there and chewed everybody out for not coming because they only had 20-some cars?
Yeah.
Did you see the purse?
No.
I'm pretty sure both nights...
30 grand to win?
Yes, but it was 4 grand for 5th on Friday and 5 grand for 5th on Saturday. Okay? 5 grand. Oh. Mm-hmm. 30 to win.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 2 grand a start, so it's like 5th to...
That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
But do we need to take this money up top and spread it out a little more?
No.
To help save late model racing? And no. Maybe you're going to get some more?
No, you need to change the geography of the deal.
So you agree that if you're going to have a $100,000 race, it's $100,000 to win.
Mm-hmm.
30 or 25 for second and 10 for third?
I have no problem with that.
You don't. So now you're just catering to the top guys. You don't want to see that purse spread out.
Because they're 100-lap races and 100-lap races.
Well, yeah, but I get
seldom won by the fastest car.
Why not 50 and then spread another 50 out through the rest of the field?
I'm fine with whatever.
Do you need $100,000?
Why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? Why don't we say let's regionalize this and have five big crown jewel races for an entire year? So these guys aren't putting a freaking quarter million miles on the road. Let's have these guys race 40 nights a year, not 80.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's
there's no reason.
It's almost like smaller purses. Excuse me. Smaller purses and regionalized racing would be better for the sport than the way it currently is right now.
Yeah, 100%. And then I don't get these $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 races where they're running 50, 60 laps. You don't need to do it. Why are you doing that? Why do you need a 50 or 60 lap feature?
You should never run more than 50 laps unless you can make the argument you should never run more than 50 laps.
I mean, 100 lap at Eldora, I think, is ridiculous. I really do.
I've seen some really, really good ones, but I've seen a lot more bad ones.
Right. like a 50 lap.
Dude, the qualifying features at Eldora are the best races of the weekend. Yeah. They're 25 laps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's a huge problem. It's 100 a huge lap, problem everywhere.
Well, last year at Husitz, they ran 80. Okay. And that's quarter mile. And that racetrack, it held up pretty good. They got really good dirt there. Held up pretty good. It was borderline too long. All these laps, all these races, they should just cut everything to 50. Cut everything to 50.
The big ones. And the smaller ones I need to cut.
The smaller ones could be 30. If you start hind tit frickin' Sally in 26th spot with an emergency provisional, you still got your chance to get to the front if you could pass Carl out. 100%.
Well, look at the sprint cars.
Exactly.
I'd way rather watch a weekly sprint car series at 30 laps than a late model 10 grand to win for 50 laps. I would.
Well, it depends on the track. I mean, some of the 50 lap races are money.
For the most part, but they're not.
But are they better than a 30, 35 lapper?
They're half ass driving around half the time saving their stuff. 30 lap sprint car race, you ain't saving nothing.
No.
Like the other night when they cut that one down to 30, I'm like, all right, it's go time. I mean, and it's go time. And those guys drive the wheels off them things.
And so NASCAR breaks their races down into segments now, which I think is dumb as shit. I think their races are just too long, period. But they're doing that to get more like dirt racing. They want breaks in their race, right?
Yeah.
So NASCAR is trying to come back to what closer to what dirt is, because the dirt format works. Why is dirt moving more towards NASCAR?
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. I don't know. Could you find a car owner out there anywhere that would be against the idea of ever racing more than 30 laps? Is there one?
I don't know why you need to. I really don't. Especially this day and age. Especially
because all it does is it beats the shit out of your engines.
It does. And they're all laps. Lap. Hey, this engine's got this amount of laps on it. It's got this.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you start adding up. They hot lap every night. Mm-hmm. They qualify every night. They're doing heats. And then half the time you got to run 14 B mains, which I don't get either. Take more cars to start. To get less cars in these Bs. Now all of a sudden you're saving equipment. You're right. You're saving money.
Yep.
And then run less laps. I don't get why you have to. No one's going to complain anyway. Especially the fast guys are up front. They're going to be going. Davenport's going to be going. All right. You know, I'd start up front. I only got a lead for 30 laps.
The other part is if you shorten the races, it might not be such an advantage to start in the front.
Well,
because now everything's out the window. Now you got to go. There's no riding.
Plus, it really changes the tire game, too.
100% it does.
Big time. You know, guys are going to have to go a little bit softer, and then it might actually end up guys going harder up front. Might end up getting passed right away.
They think about this. If every lap was 30 to 50 laps, they probably wouldn't have a four in their trailer, which would save them how much money?
Yeah.
I mean, all this stuff saves money.
I don't get why you want to watch a 50 lap. I just don't get why you want to watch a 50 lap race. I don't.
I would rather watch a 30 lap race where guys are tearing the spoilers off their freaking cars up on the cushion than this follow the leader ride around for 70.
And like you said, for the most part, those 100 lap races at Eldora,
it's a war of attrition on equipment. It's what it is.
95% of that race is ass. Is it not?
There has been some really, really good ones.
And the well,
but there, and the, I will say there hasn't been a really, really good one for 10 years.
And it seems to be in the last, I don't know how many years we've been streaming and watching this stuff, 5-6 years. The only exciting thing at Eldora is restarts for the most part. Because if there's a restart at Eldora, it's really wild. It's big time wild.
I think the last. It's
another topic we got to talk about too.
The last 4 years in a row, I have honestly fell asleep in the middle of the World 100 A main.
You did. You texted me that one time. That was that last year during one of the shows.
It's like watching a goddamn NASCAR race. It is. So shorten them up, and I'm with you.
The track's slow, so they don't have to be driving real hard. There's then been a cushion there.
30 laps, you got. Think about 30 to 50 laps. 30 laps on a weekly show, 50 laps on a weekend if it's a bigger deal. Think about how much less maintenance you have to do in your car. You could probably get rid of a guy off the road because there's not as many. And then if you regionalize it and shorten the races, I don't know, man. I think you bring a lot more people back to the game. Because there's people that are going to spend money on this shit no matter how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
But how many guys are racing modifieds? Well, here's one for you. Terry Phillips. It's the last time you've seen TP in a late model.
Yeah.
Been a while. He was damn fast. Why do you suppose you don't have one anymore? There's only one thing that makes any sense to me. All about the almighty dollar, right? Yeah,
he usually only runs it if he goes out west or something, he can run two cars. But that's, you know what I mean? He'll bring two cars or, for the most part. And he'll run it usually if they have him at Lucas Oil Speedway.
When's the last time you've seen Rodney Sanders in his late model? Yeah. Does he even have it anymore?
I don't even know.
I mean, look at it. The guys that have done it, look at how long Jason Hughes stayed in a late model.
Mm-hmm.
You know why he didn't do it no more? 100% because of money.
Right.
So they're astronomically expensive to run because of all the shit up and down the road. If you want it to work, you got to change. Well, that horse is dead. Might as well move it on the next one. Restarts, what do you got?
I was texting A-hole the other night. You tell me, okay, you obviously know the difference between a Delaware double file and just a double file restart.
Correct.
Okay, so like World Outlaws does it, and then XR did it at Bulls Gap. So Marlar's out killing everybody at Bulls Gap last weekend. Restart comes out. Now he's got to start front row double file.
Yep.
Why are these sanctioning bodies doing that? And what is the purpose of that? Why are you doing that? What do you think you were doing that for? Do you think it's more exciting? What's your take on obviously a Delaware double file or Dixie, whatever they call it. The leader's out front. Okay. Second guy gets to choose, correct? Third's got to go opposite. And now a lot of the sanctionings are going wherever four goes. If he goes given, so because a lot of times the fourth place guy gets screwed, you got to start on the bottom. I mean, it is what it is. But now they're giving the fourth guy the option. And then after that, they're just going wherever. If four goes outside, then 6, 8, 10, everybody else is on the outside. The even or the odd guys are on the inside.
Honestly, you know what I want? You know what I want? It's what I want to see? I want to go back to old school.
What?
Single file.
Why?
Because somebody always gets screwed late in a race when you have a restart.
Yeah,
because there's always one lane that's dominant over
the other.
I get
that, but that's why they do that's another rule. You know, 5 to go, they're going single file. 10 to go, they're going single file.
Don't cut it, because by the time, the way these racetracks are and the way the tires are, you get inside of 15 laps and it's already a one dominant line. It's every time somebody gets screwed.
So I was watching, I'm sitting here going, I'm just like, Marlar's leading the race, okay, and yellow comes out. Now he's got to start next to somebody, and you don't know. Guy may door you or whatever. Okay, Mike Marlar has earned the right to be the leader of the race.
Right.
Okay? He needs to start by himself. Mm-hmm. The second place guy has earned the right to be in second place. Mm-hmm. He can get to choose where he wants to start.
Yep.
Okay? And the third place guy, well, tough shit. You should get into second, right? Yep. I've done it before. I've been sitting here going, God, early in the race, God, if I can get a yellow, I got to get one more car. I don't want to be stuck on the bottom. You know what I mean? I don't want to be starting fifth. I don't want to be starting fourth.
Yeah, or the other thing is if you're fifth and the track's dominant one lane, if you go to fourth and there's a restart, you're probably going back to sixth. So if you're in fifth, you got to go to third because you got to keep the lane.
Exactly.
I don't like that. I think it's dumb.
So you punished Marlar. Okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
You technically,
which didn't matter because he kicked everybody's ass anyway.
The second place guy gets rewarded
because
now you get to start next to the leader.
Right.
Right.
I think the third place guy. Everything should be single file for a multitude of reasons. Okay? Number one.
The whole race, single file.
Yes, the whole race. And here's why. You're in the position you're in.
Well,
you shouldn't be rewarded or penalized based upon a caution.
I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
I don't.
Here's the other part. All this controversy. Oh, this son of a bitch back there jumped the start. I heard it all the time when I was in the Corner Tower. Number one, no, they didn't jump start, because if they did, I threw their ass to the back because I didn't put up no crap. Number two, if you go single file, there is no question if somebody jumped.
You pull out of line, it's pretty easy to tell.
If you're not behind the
nose
guy,
to tail.
If you're not there, it's real easy to tell if you're a quarter panel up. It's simple.
Or even if your nose is out.
The race should start, honestly, at the start-finish line. And the only way to make a race start at the start-finish line is to go single file. Right? So, and if you go single file, everybody is benefiting. Everyone's benefiting. Because everybody's getting their same spot, which is fair, which is where they were.
You don't hurt anybody. You don't.
Nope. And the distance is closed. So everyone other than the leader has benefited. In any restart situation, the leader is the only guy that gets screwed. So we're going to screw one person regardless because his lead is gone, right? Well, why do we want to have a format that's going to screw a whole bunch of other people? Just do a single file.
Even with a double restart, the second place guy, you're actually, yes, you're getting benefit, but you could get screwed in the case if it is a one lane track. You know, if you have to be on the bottom and all of a sudden you start second, now and the third place guy is going like, oh, I'm going to start on the bottom. I'm going to be in second place coming out of two. Second place guy may get ousted, but
he's going to, because the guy that's in third is going to bonsai and put that guy in the shit and he's done.
Yeah. Well, it makes it for exciting TV for us, but from a driver's standpoint, I was just thinking about that the other day. It needs to be a topic of why I think you're going to do it. You have to be Delaware. I hate the double file. NASCAR needs to go to that.
Nah, you just get rid of it. You just single file it all the way.
NASCAR needs to go to the leader by himself too. It'd be way more entertaining and way more interesting. Make those second, third place. You know how those second, third place guys get behind the leader. They're
right.
Jockeying and they're trying to jump and trying to time. And
well, yeah, like that restart at, was it Richmond?
Yeah, with Hamlin there. And
yeah.
Truex.
Yeah.
And then if that outside guy.
Hamlin did not jump that restart.
No, he did.
No, he didn't. He did not. All he did is increase the pace of his roll. He did not accelerate hard.
He 100% accelerated before the line.
No, that was freaking legit because the guys behind him are trying to freaking cat and mouse him, and that's bullshit.
Wow, that's their job.
You don't put that guy in a box. Number one, you get rid of your freaking box.
Get rid of the
track.
Box. Get rid of
that
deal.
You get rid of that shit. The leader sets the pace.
Let him do it. Let he can
like
fire
the old,
wherever the hell he
freaking old flag man Nealon said, leader, steady pace. He goes, I don't give a shit if you want to be going 80 miles an hour down the backstretch. Just keep it steady until you come out of four. Right?
Yep.
No, if you're the leader, you've earned the right to determine where the race starts. And if everybody else is sleeping, that's their problem.
Yep. Like Truex, he was sleeping.
Single file, no box, end of story. Done. Done.
We got her fixed, Brando.
And if you really wanna be make sure that shit ain't going sideways, put the damn cone out on the track.
30 laps, single file, let's let her buck.
Let her eat.
Couple, 3 hours at the racetrack, go home.
That's what everybody wants. Guarantee you'd have better grandstand.
100% you would.
Let's see. Cost car owner less. Probably tear up more equipment because people are going to go over the gusto instead of riding.
It's going to be more exciting.
Right.
It's going to be a more exciting race, and people aren't going to care. That's all they want is excitement, exciting race. They're not going to, at the end of the day, oh, that was an awesome race. They're not going to care.
You're
going to
have a way better race track.
You're saving the racetrack. Yep. You're saving you're saving the track money. So they don't have to be out there maintaining.
You want one more? You want one more that'd make it even better?
Save money?
And better racing? 6-lap heat races. Well, in a heat race, when does all the passing happen?
First corner? Does
first two laps for sure, right?
Does, in the way these formats are, mm-hmm. All the fast guys are up front anyway. Yep. So who cares?
6-lap heat. 6-lap heat, because here's the deal. You got to get in the top. You got to get in the top four transfer, right? That's what they're running. If you're running ten car heat races, if you pass a car lap, you're in fourth. Easy. Simple.
Easy, he says. Easy.
No, but if number one, if you're starting 10th, it's because you're a dog shit in qualifying and you put yourself there.
You got to remember there's a lot of sanctions don't do qualifying. So,
But
if we're talking national series.
Yeah. If top four transfer.
But the majority of.
There should be no. Because here's the deal. You either got qualifying.
The heat races aren't. A lot of those tracks are doing 8 lap.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
Not a lot of them are doing 10, 12 lap.
You either got qualifying or you got point average. That's what it is. It's either one or the other. Nobody's doing redraw.
I got no issues with 10, 12 cars in a heat, 8 laps. I got no issues with that. No. 6 isn't enough. You can't do it.
No, 6 is good.
No, and then nobody. Then the drivers aren't going to show up.
Bullshit.
They ain't going to show up. Hey, I'm going to come for a 6 lap heat. I'm starting the back. I'm done. I got to run a hooligan race. I'm done.
If you're shitty enough in qualifying where you got to start 10th, that's your fault.
Wow. When there's 60 cars there, someone's going to start 10th.
But here's the deal. If you're going to start 10th in a heat race, whether it's 6 laps or it's 10 laps, guess where you're going to finish? Frickin' 10th. That's where you're going because you're dog shit. That's the reason why you're starting back there.
Wow.
And if it's point average, pass a car a lap and you're in the transfer. Whoop-de-frickin'-shit.
Well, 6 lap heats around here, dude, that's a different story. But national scene, you can't do it. Just because of the fact that they run... Those guys do it the right way with heats. There's 10, 12 in a heat. They're not doing 5, 6, 7 cars
in a heat. And if you're going to run 10 or 12 in a heat, fine. But these 8, 9 car heat races with 8 freaking laps, that's dumb. Stupid. 6. Plenty. Getting a transfer spot. Because after the first 2 laps, you ain't moving.
Where were we watching the other night? And it was, they had 18, 19 cars in these B-mains and they were 10 laps. Remember that? We were texting about that? It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Can't remember where that was at.
Ah, it's dumb. It's a B. Number one, it's a B-man should never be more than 12 laps, ever. Ever. There should never, ever be a B-man more than 12 laps. If you're bad enough that you're mired back in a B-man, it means you qualified like shit and your heat race was like shit.
And you're probably slow regardless. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. We're not here to handicap the field fillers. You want the best. You want the best 24 cars in the field.
Right. Right.
Here's another one. If you're not gonna, if you don't have enough cars for a B man, then you should run less laps in heat races. If everybody's in, if you get there and you got 24 cars or 25 cars in the field for any race. Why would you run more than a 6-lap heat? Why?
And then these places that get like 24 to 28, 29 cars.
Don't run a B.
And they send in one or two guys home and they're running B mains. No. What are you doing?
No, you're dumb.
Well, half of it on the National Series, the B mains are sponsored.
100%.
Okay, so and I still don't. Who was it, the Outlaws the other night? They had 20 some cars, World Outlaw Sprint cars. I think they had like 20 and they ran a beat, but I get it's the micro light last chance showdown or whatever the hell. I get that. Okay. And is micro light going to be mad if they miss their B? I mean, you can make it up for it. You can figure it out.
Brian Carter probably wasn't smart enough to write that contract right away either.
That one chaps my hide too. When there's like 20, that one place we were yapping, they sent two,
19.
They sent two cars home.
It's what about the race where they had 19? And they still ran a freaking hooligan race. They only took the top. They took the top 6, and everybody else had to run a hooligan race to set the rest of the field. It's like transfer them by position. Oh well, we got a sponsor for the
heat and feature done. Fuck. Well, they run their dash too, but still, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
saving money, saving laps, saving the fans from watching a hooligan B main race. Yeah,
the number one thing that costs. Racetracks money is laps, because if you have too many laps, it gets mundane and the show gets too long and it's hard to keep the fans.
Yeah,
it also causes your track prep budget to go through the roof because you have to prep your track to be able to handle all those laps, especially on a hot day. So let's keep the show moving, keep it more entertaining, keep the costs down. I mean, it's win-win-win. People don't give a shit. They'd rather be out of there in 2.5 hours instead of having a sore ass.
They're not going to care.
They're there for 3.5.
They're not going to care over a few laps. They're just
Look at baseball. Look at baseball since they did the pitch clock. The games are half an hour shorter than they were.
It's way better.
It's way better. Even. And look at the attendance at the stadium because of it. It's not hard to figure out.
Snap, snap, snap. It's get the ball, look catch at
attendance,
it, pitch.
Look at attendance in the NHL. Look at attendance in the NBA. They're 2 hour games. They're 2.5 hours max.
Right.
I mean, if shit goes haywire long. Yep. Take. I mean, the recipe's right in front of you.
Yep.
That's all you got to do is use it.
Yep. 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 Let's talk about the World Outlaw Sprint Cars for a little bit. Is anybody going to?
That's a series of parody this year.
Yes. Is anybody going to dethrone Gravel now that he's got the point lead?
What are your thoughts? Yes.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, sir.
Who's gonna overtake him?
Number 15
shots. I mean, I'm not gonna rule
number
that
15
out.
Is gaining steam.
He has
that car is getting faster, and he's getting way more consistent.
But so is Gravel. So
they got more smoke under the hood than everybody.
He's been good. I don't know. I was just looking at it, and I'm like, God, Selzy lasted what, a week or two.
Don't write him off.
Well, he's too inconsistent.
Don't write him off.
So you got Schuhart is in fourth.
Yeah, and Schuhart's he's legit. Sheldon's been running like dog shit. And
well, he should have swept last weekend.
Yeah. When he gets hot, look out.
Well, he's hot right now.
No, but I mean, he's hot but still inconsistent. When he gets hot, it's rolling.
That's his problem. And Friday night, he was going to win that race. He punted the lapper. Did you see it, Sheldon?
Yep.
He smoked a lapper. Mm-hmm. Smoked a lapper. Took him and that is, I don't know if it was his teammate or who it was, but punted another NASCAR. Took himself out, and then the next night spanked him, and he won. So he's on a hot streak right now. He's just got to get consistent. Like I said, he's either bringing the walls down or flipping in the grandstand, or he's winning. I don't know. I was just thinking, I'm like, I don't know if it, I don't think anybody's going to obviously, there's a lot of season left. I don't think anybody's going to dethrone Gravel.
The fastest guys aren't even racing against each other. You can make the argument.
Your buddy, the redheaded stepchild, had to start his own series.
You can make the argument that the fastest sprint cars might actually be at a high limit right now.
I'm not going to say they're not.
So,
but Rico and Courtney and those guys weren't nowhere to be found this last weekend. But the difference is if you throw Kyle Larson in there, I don't know if he was going to be running. He obviously is not going to be running Friday now because they canceled. I'm sure he's not going to be running Saturday. I'm sure he's doing his NASCAR deal. But Sweet, yeah, Mark's. I think it's more
Rico. Rico's got a hot rod right now.
Yeah, he don't.
He does.
He ain't done nothing. He's been running with the Outlaws, getting spanked.
Rico's got a good car. Tyler Courtney's fast.
He's fast. I just don't think Gravel, with how fast he is and how consistent he is, I don't think anybody's going to dethrone him.
Well, there's nobody.
I just don't think so.
There's no one that has more money behind him than David Gravel.
Well, no. Well, you mean Shots is in the same boat?
No.
Sure he is.
No, not even close.
Oh, yeah.
No. Nope. No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes, he is.
Nope. The amount of money that Gravel has behind him.
It doesn't matter.
Not
they're spending
comparable.
The same anyway. Tony Stewart ain't going to chintz on Donnie Schatz.
He's not chintzing. I'm just telling you.
Well, it's to the point where in sprint cars, you can't have any more money. It doesn't do anything. You have the best
you
of the best of the best.
You can always have more money.
No.
Yes, you can.
No. You're not a financial guy. You don't know
no,
what you're talking
I don't know
about.
Shit from window putty.
They're a horse apiece. But yeah, he does. He obviously does. I mean, it's a Gravel do pretty much anything he wants, anything he needs. Here you go. There's no doubt about it. But a lot of those guys are. So I just don't think. I don't think. Shuhart's been up and down. Shots has been more consistent than anybody. Hochschild's up and down. Who are we missing? And Selzy's up and down. Who's the other guy that we're missing?
Well, Buddy Kofoid.
What's he? He's not full time though, is he?
Yeah.
With the Outlaws? Yeah. No, he's not. What? No way. You don't know.
83, man.
You don't know what you're talking about over there. Points. Shoot. No, Macedo. We forgot about Macedo.
Yeah, Macedo.
Kofoid's in seventh. Sheldon's in sixth. And you got Balog's.
Macedo. So yeah, Macedo is either unbelievably fast or
crazy fast. Like
gone.
They get off the track. It's over with.
But you know what the other problem with Macedo is? Macedo is freaking reckless. And when you're reckless and that fast, you're going to wreck some shit and you ain't going to be consistent.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the breakdown of the World Outlaw Sprint Cars. And where are they at this weekend, Dan? Do you know where they're at this weekend? Oh, I-55.
That'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be real good.
That ain't the Ironman already, is it?
No.
That's later. That's the second trip. Well,
they're coming up to Knoxville here at the end of the month too, huh? Paducah Tri-State and then Knoxville.
I-55 is always a good race.
What do they got at Eldora, May 3rd and 4th? What's that?
Let's race two. Pretty sure.
Interesting. Interesting. And they're in River Cities and Ogilvy on 7th and the 8th of June. Interesting. Interesting.
I think maybe we should go to, go to Forks. We should do that. I was getting heckled by Beaner the other day that
Friday, she's got her spot saved for us.
Buy me a Diet Miller if I ever show my face at Forks again.
We could go up there.
Why not? I haven't been to the spring one there for a long time.
Got nothing else to do.
When is that?
June 7th.
That's a weekend after the 100 grand at
Mississippi Thunder. Who are you picking? Are you going to wait? Are you not going to hold your... who are you picking for the 100 grand?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about it.
Blomqvist?
No. It's a 100-lap race.
Who's in it now? Pierce is in it now.
Is it a 100-lapper?
Well, I'm sure. Probably 400. Four fuel stops, 400 laps,
if it's
12 sets of tires. Did you get to change engines?
100-lap race. Boy, if 100-lap race, it's going to be awfully, awfully hard to bet against Jason Hughes.
Dillard's going to win it.
He's got a fast car. But it's, I don't know.
He's used to those races.
100 laps in a modified.
So,
I just.
Do you think Pierce is going to get some testing done in that MB car before he just hops in it and goes?
I don't think it matters. Honestly. I think he can just drive.
Yeah, you're right.
Ricky Thornton Jr. is going to be in there. Another one that could really be legit at that racetrack in a long race is Terry Phillips.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely.
I don't see Shot Tim. I don't see those guys being there. I think they're going to use up their shit. I don't think any of them have ever ran a long enough race in a modified. With that kind of a field, they're going to burn their shit up.
Yeah, I'm almost positive it's a 100-lapper. Unless they're going 50, it'd be
way better. If they went 50, it changes everything.
It'd be a way better race.
Because now it's wide open throttle from the get-go.
What the hell's that race called?
Shit, I don't know. It's 100 grand is all I know. $100,001 to the winner.
It's an XR race, right?
Yeah. Is it?
Barry's doing it, right? Yeah.
Well, him and somebody else.
Well, he's got 45 partners. XR I can't find XR Northern Storm. When's that happening?
That's
this year?
July.
August. Beginning of August.
Oh.
XR Super Series? No. XR.
XR Super Series is all the late model.
We want XR Modifieds.
I don't think it's under XR.
It's yeah, they got some. It's called the Mississippi Thunder, the big deal. 100,000 to win. It doesn't say laps. So it's the Unum Dirt Modifieds. Did we talk about the rule stuff there?
Yeah, you said it. Well,
who's Daniel Sanchez?
Dirty Sanchez?
Joe Duvall. Strickler, Ryan Schroeder. They don't have. Well, no, we talked about the rule deal, right?
Yeah, they're not going to do anything, though. Run your sanction, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, IMCA guys. So, IMCA Shepard? Guys might as well stay home.
Whose car is Shepard in? Is he in a Ramirez Hughes car or what?
I would assume. Well, is Jimmy Owens racing it?
The cops coming to get us, Dan? What do you do?
Just been searched for the last 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Pierce, Bloomquist, Arpin. Sanders, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if they're going. I didn't know the laps. Madden's in a car too. Madden can wheel modified.
No.
There's gonna be a lot of that's gonna be an interesting race.
I don't think a crossover guy's gonna win. I don't. Especially if it's a 100-lap race, the guys that race modifieds all the time are going to be the ones that are going to
be the top of the heat. Yeah, well, that's why I think Dillard's going to be the have the advantage.
I don't know. I think an old guy is going to win.
Is there any local guys going to make the show? You think? Think Sebraski will make it?
It depends what he's running for car. If he's going to run his Wasota car, no. Won't happen. You're gonna have to have a UMP.
Shit, he did with Hot Carl's car that one year.
The track's gonna be different, and you got way more lumber. I mean, everybody there is gonna be there's gonna be 60 guys there that are AMA material. There's gonna be zero field fillers.
Is TPO going? Have you heard?
No, that chicken shit ain't gonna go. TPO, he'll go cherry pick somewhere out in Gary, South Dakota, or some track that they're in the middle of a freaking wheat field or something for $50 in national points. That's what he'll do.
He's got to get there.
He ain't going.
He's got to go.
He'll get his freaking ass paddled. He ain't going. He'll go race his late model against 7 guys that weekend, getting his national points, and pad his lead. Is he racing the Challenge Series?
I would assume so. He just said he's getting the late model out this weekend, but I don't think.
Well, he'll have to quit crying and come back to Viking Speedway if he's going to race the Challenge Series if he wants to win it.
Right? He ain't racing. He ain't gonna be racing this weekend now, and there's nobody. Well, he'd have to go to. I think Red Cedar's still on, right?
I don't know. Haven't looked.
I think they're Ogilvy canceled, Princeton postponed. They're all canceled.
Why don't he go to Cedar Lake? You have to race against Pat Doerr. You don't want to do that.
Mars.
You have to race against Mars, Pat Doerr. You don't want to do that.
Their open car is restricted, but I'm sure Doerr don't have one. I'm sure Sammy Mars had his open car restricted since he won. Did you watch any Cedar last weekend?
No. 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 I saw the car counts were okay for most of the classes for this time of year. I don't know. Did they have a grandstand?
No.
Nah. There is no need to push the envelope and be in a hurry to do
this
shit.
The days of a packed house at Cedar Lake for the opener are, I think, gonzo.
If they did it the first week of May, they might.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too freaking early.
And then the snowstorm deflated everybody.
When you put streaming into the game and it's cold, people are going to click 1999 and they're going to stay home.
Yep, 100%.
I mean, a lot of people click 1999 when it's nice.
Regardless.
Out because they don't have to travel and they sit in their recliner instead of a bench. When are we going golfing, Kraus? Oh, Geneva Old opens tomorrow, noon.
Brandon, you going golfing with us tomorrow? You don't golf?
I used to. My back, I can't anymore.
It's got a bad back.
I'd modify my golf swing if I had a bad back. I don't know if I could handle a whole summer without golf.
I don't know. I didn't text Johnny Boy to ask him what the hell's going on out there.
I know noon is noon's when it opens. I'm not in a real, real big hurry. I just looked at the weather forecast, and it's supposed to be about 50 tomorrow afternoon.
Well, next week's supposed to be chilly at times, though, too, isn't it?
75 Saturday, 71 Sunday.
Yeah, but doesn't it chill down next week? I'm almost positive it does. Right?
I don't know.
I thought I saw later in the week, I thought there was below freezing at night.
You're full of shit.
Dead serious.
There is no way.
Look. Look, one of the later in the week next week.
Jesus. You ain't shitting.
I told you.
Next week sucks. Monday is 76, 59 Tuesday, and then in the 40s.
Yes.
And
I
rain.
I told you, yes.
That's okay. It can rain. Following weekend, 60s. Your following week is 60s.
After that, it's basically 60s, 70s from here on out.
That's all right. I'll probably go play Sunday. I'm sure Hans will be calling me Saturday. We're going to play golf on Sunday morning.
Hans, where's he going to take you? Some Northwoods?
No, Elbow. Dips in a.
Some Northwoods. Par 3, 9.
Hans got a membership out there.
He did?
Yeah, he drags me out there all the time.
Nice.
Him and Jay both do.
At Tipsona. Mm-hmm.
So cheap, I might buy one too. First time members, $400.
Really?
Yeah, all I have to do is pay for a card every time I want. Shit, I don't have to golf like 10 times to pay for it. And those jabronis are out there all the time, so.
Huh.
But. Or I might not. I might just say the hell of it and go scattergun this summer. I think we're going to Madden's in the middle of May. Me and three guys, they got a deal, $175 for 60 to play all the golf courses.
Nice.
From May 4th through right before Memorial Day, and then they have it again from the middle of September through the middle of October.
Nice.
So I don't know if I'm going to go then or if I'm going to go in October. I'm almost thinking maybe October or then of September would be better or beginning, you know.
Be a little bit slower, yeah.
Well, and it grass is all green and leaves are turning nicer. I don't know. But you just got to get there before they punch.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you have to do that.
So, I don't know. See what happens.
So what else we got? How are you doing in the pick'ems? Did you...
What pick'ems for what?
We won the basketball. You won the basketball. I got second.
Yep.
Our race car pick'ems.
No, I'm not doing good. I'm still in second place in the golf tournament.
You're trying to lose?
Yeah.
So this week we are picking, and there's too many texts to scroll through here. This guy's freaking Kent.
That's Worker B.
And then he sends us a picture of a track from
Wheaton.
Wheaton? They didn't even know they had a track, did you? No Wheaton.
Yep. Worker B.
I'm almost positive my dad never raced there. I'm almost positive. He raced at Herman. I do know that. What did we do for pick'ems this week? I can't even find them. What happened?
I don't know.
What happened? Well, the high limits got postponed. The USMTS got postponed, right?
Canceled.
So we are doing World of Outlaw Late Models at Farmer City.
Mm-hmm.
The Illini 100.
Yep.
And then the Hunt the Front late models at Alltech for two.
Yep.
The World of Outlaw sprint cars are at I-55 for two.
Yep.
High Limits Friday got postponed, correct? So they're at, they're in Texas and then RPM on Sunday. And then, the Dirt Kings. The Dirt Kings is up and running Saturday at Shaw now.
So I have, let's see here. I got my picks here. I just got to find them. Yeah, I got the smooth applicator for the Illini 100. I got Overton for Hunt the Front at Alltech.
Yes, that's who I took. Same thing.
I got Shots for I-55.
Yeah, I took Hodenchild.
That was probably smart because he's a freaking
at that place. Yeah. He's either going to be in the fence or in victory.
And then high limit series. Who I got. Cares? I picked Rico for all three.
Who cares?
Of them.
Who cares?
And then the Dirt Kings at Shawano, the most important race of the whole weekend, according to Bert Lehman. I got Anvil Inc.
Yeah, I think everybody took Anvil Inc. How do you know who's going to be there?
Nah, you just pick Anvil Inc. if you're Shawano.
Hmm. So that's that.
I'm going to have to call. Next time there's a Dirt Kings race, I'm going to call Bert and ask him for a spreadsheet. I'm sure he's got a stat of everything that ever happened in Eastern Wisconsin.
I'm sure he does. So there's nothing. So Ogilvy Princeton postponed. They're not running this weekend.
Princeton wasn't even scheduled.
Yeah, they were.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
19th's first date.
No, they just made a post yesterday.
Look at that schedule.
They just made a
post
yesterday.
They had probably had a practice night.
They made a post yesterday.
Their schedule 19th's first day.
I'm pretty sure Red Cedar's still a goal for Friday.
I'm pretty sure that I'm not driving 200 miles to go out there.
And I don't think anybody else is scheduled to open up. So, I think if Ogilvy and them's too wet and they don't want to start, it's probably a smart idea. Especially the wild, looking at the weather, if it's supposed to be cold, that's a no-brainer, not race.
Well, it's going to be 75 Saturday.
So that's this week. That's next week that's going to be bad. Well, that's going to throw.
Next week's going to be 60 on the weekend. So, I don't know. I honestly don't give a shit if I go to a racetrack until the weather shapes up.
I 100% agree.
And the fact of the matter is nobody else does either. So why would you open when you have a lukewarm captive audience at best?
Don't know, man.
What's going on at the half mile?
Nothing.
Got everything dialed?
No. Getting there.
What do you mean no?
Getting there.
What do you mean no, Krause?
Got some stuff going on there today, actually.
You got 3 weeks.
We got... No, we don't. It's a month from yesterday. Month from today.
What?
May 11th, April 11th. Would that be a month?
Is that what it is?
Would that be a month, Brandon?
I thought you were open a week before.
No.
May 11th.
No. Nothing. Just your normal logistics. Employees, getting all that good lined up, stuff like that.
You got enough people?
As of right now, we do, yeah.
You're loaded. No openings.
No, I think we got pretty much everything covered.
That's good.
Yeah.
Having everything covered a month in advance is a good problem to have. See, that goes to prove to everybody listening that not everyone is a deadbeat that doesn't want to work because Viking Speedway already has all
their
employees
lined up. There's
some
people out there want to work. Yeah, and we picked up some new people. And there's so much going on this summer. And we get schedules with people's employees. Hey, I got kids. I got to do this. But
You need 50. You need about 50 to 55 people to run the show out there on a Saturday night. And you better have 80 on the roster because you got people coming in
exactly.
and out. Exactly. That's the way it goes.
Exactly. So now we got Coke's putting new fridges in the VIP booths today.
Oh.
Getting new fridges up there.
Nice.
Doing some stuff. So working on some signage and some things like that. And I think the boys are going to start working on equipment this week. Get all that. They started already, and then all of a sudden the snow threw a damper into things. But now they're going to get that stuff up and running. And
right.
Might hear some noise and some clanking and some rumbling going on out at the Speedway. And getting some work done out there. Right?
Good deal. Yeah. That's good.
Anything else? Did we miss on anything? Since we're over an hour?
No. I didn't.
Golf. Yeah. Word of the week is golf.
The word of the week is golf. We got to shut up so I can turn the Masters on my computer and watch. I'm gonna do a shred paper and do paperwork today that I write, not use my computer because my monitor is going to be covered with the Masters all day.
There you go.
That's what I'm doing.
Especially when we get 5 or 6 Masters channels.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Yeah, I want to watch everybody struggle today. Let's watch Amen Corner.
Tiger tees off what time? We'll put that on the top pairing group.
Yep. Tiger, this delay really hurt Tiger's chances.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he needs like 4 hours.
Someone said he was dialed on Tuesday.
Yeah, but he needs like 4 hours before his round just to get ready to play because he's so freaking beat up from all this shit.
He's old like you, yeah.
Yeah, no, well, I didn't freaking do all the stupid shit that he did, so I'm probably in a little better shape. I don't have a fused ankle. But he said he's got to get, just to get ready to be able to play, he's got to get up like 4 hours in advance. Mm-hmm. And now everybody's tee time got pushed back today.
Right.
So if you got an afternoon tee time today, you got a morning tee time tomorrow, and his was later in the day today. So if he doesn't get done and then he has to get up and go out there early and finish his round before the tee time start, that throws a major freaking wrench into his whole program. So as beat up as that guy is, it's nothing short of amazing if he could even walk 72 holes in 4 days,
right,
especially
right.
at that place. You know, people don't realize, you don't see it on TV. The elevation changes at that place is astronomical. It's like you start at the clubhouse on top of a hill, you walk downhill to the turn, and it's back uphill on the way back. And I got a buddy that's been there 4 times, and he says just to walk 18 holes without carrying a bag, he said, we'll put you to the limit.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to do it 4 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
For a guy that hasn't Oof. Played since February.
Oof. Yeah. Well.
So I'd love to see him win again. I think everybody would. I mean, he's went from the villain to the hero.
Just to be in
better
contention.
Better than anybody
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was the guy beating the shit out of all the old guys, and now he's the old guy trying to stay relevant with the young guys. But I've never seen anyone with all the stuff, especially. I mean, most guys that have been through all the stuff he's been through just physically wouldn't even be playing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not only does he play, but he still competes. Like, if he doesn't get sick or doesn't physically have to withdraw because he can't physically continue, he's in the hunt. You know, he's not what Fuzzy Zeller was the last 10 years
yeah.
he teed it up the Masters, you know? He's not going
to
be on the
We
bottom.
Just need to see him on Sunday up on that leaderboard coming down
well,
the stretch.
Just,
that'd be the,
I'd
that'd
like
be,
to see him make the
that'd
cut.
That'd be cool, yeah.
If he could make the cut, that'd be good.
Yeah.
So.
Right on, folks. Well, thanks. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We need to thank elevate-visual.com. Video production. Make sure if you need any video work done, drone work, stuff like that, get a hold of Brandon at elevate-visual.com. You also can find him on Facebook. Need any apparel, shopbeanstock.com. Get a hold of your Dirtcast apparel. Special thanks, Team Redline Graphics, for the stickers, all them. Ryan Flatten and the Tammans over there at Team Redline Graphics. So special thanks to our sponsors. And we are going to put a close on episode number 5 of season 3. Dan? Brandon's got something on his phone.
What's
Brandon
this?
On his phone? Oh.
O.J. Simpson died.
What? Are you on that fake news again? Is it April 1st?
No. Is that serious?
How old was he? Yeah, I heard that.
No. OJ. Wonder if they're going to haul him to the cemetery in a white Bronco.
Now, folks, we're just going to leave it
yeah,
at that.
We're going to end it right there.
For Brandon on production, my co-host Dan, I'm Jeff. We'll see everybody on the flip side.